State officials agree there is a lack of affordable housing, and the situation is most dire along the California coast. A state Supreme Court decision last year reaffirmed that developers can be required to set aside affordable housing units in new construction projects, but that has not stopped some coastal communities from fighting back. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here now for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Huntington Beach is among the cities that are most averse, to these requirements. Why Huntington Beach?
They're really fighting it, and it's no surprise. Huntington Beach, of course, it's a government mostly run by the sort of conservatives who like to believe in not in our backyard, and they're supported by citizens who are very vociferously opposed to affordable housing, not just because it's affordable housing and who's going to be coming, but just the very principle of it. Because in California, at least in Southern California, there's requirements for cities that for every batch of new developments, there has to be some set aside for affordable housing. And there's a formula that's dictated by the state of California via population projections and whatnot. And so that's where Huntington Beach is fighting the state.
At the heart of this issue, Gustavo, is how many affordable housing units should be built. How short is Huntington Beach in that regard?
Well, it's interesting because earlier last year, there's going to be a huge development on Beach and Edinger in the city of Huntington Beach, you know, not too far away from the coast. So the initial plan, according to the project or to California's projection, it was going to be about 1,000 or so units that they said Huntington Beach had to build. Huntington Beach went back to the drawing board, came back with a new development, and voila, according to their projections, they only had to build about 400 to 500 units. That's almost half of what the state required. It was so egregious that a nonprofit called the Kennedy Commission, which is all about helping out people who need affordable housing, they actually sued the city of Huntington Beach, and the state found in their favor, saying that the city had to go back to the drawing board and just put more affordable housing units as part of this development. So what happened instead was that city attorney Michael Gates wrote a letter to the governing agency saying, your guys' projections are wrong for the population increase in Huntington Beach. It's been wrong in the past. So the number of affordable housing units that you're telling us to build is completely wrong, and we're just not going to abide by those.
So this is political. This is a lot of NIMBYism as well. Is that what you're saying? A lot of people who just don't want these affordable housing units.
Oh, yeah. For the OC Weekly, we always have an editorial cartoon called Orange Feathers. And last week's edition had a bro, a surfer, an old lady kicking off an affordable housing family off the Huntington Beach Pier. A lot of nasty comments were left at that, which for me, my response to them was, hey, gracias for proving our point as to what, to the point of the cartoon.
Well, people don't like to be insulted either, Gustavo, I suspect.
Well, we just say the truth. What can we tell you?
Let's ask, what's next for the city council then? Is there legal action? I mean, what could possibly be coming down the pike?
The Huntington Beach Independent actually asked Michael Gates, because his letter, it was a pretty bold move, basically telling the state you're wrong and we don't really want to follow what you said. So the Huntington Beach Independent, the LA Times Huntington Beach paper, asked Gates if that was a prelude to a legal action. And Gates said, I'm not going to tell you guys, but he does have the full backing of the Huntington Beach City Council and a lot of the residents. So at the very least, it's going to be an interesting case to follow.
And one that you guys will be following, and so will we. Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.